She is hard. Her voice screams callous and her touch raw. You think she doesn't care, but she does, and she always has. You mistook her tenacity for bitch. She is quick. She can time travel like you've never seen before. You saw her tomorrow and didn't realize because you were stuck in yesterday. You mistook her forward thinking for Detro. She is quiet. Her silence scares you because it makes you unsure of yourself. She compels you to swallow and taste your vices. You mistook her composure for judgment. She is vital. Her urgency in this room is undeniable. Your rejection of it only ensures that her visit maintains. You mistook her necessity for oppression. She is unseen. If you had to guess, she would be everywhere and nowhere. Her body is not contained to the visible realm. You mistook her presence for absence. She is radical. Her mind is bottomless, but not like oceans. Bottomless like Black history and Panther bullets. You mistook her revolutionary for hostility. She is secure. Her ego suffocates your inner zealous. You wonder who could be that home. You mistook her confidence for hubris. She is sweet. She is diligent. She is imperfect. She is voice. She is ready. She is now and then. If you asked her why she is always misunderstood, why she is a giver even when we are takers, she would tell you it is because she is a leader.
You're listening to Our Mirror's Reflections via Anchor.fm. Anchor FM makes podcasting easy, especially for a startup like me. I love using this platform because it's free. You can accept sponsorships as well as its ability to automate distribution of your podcast across majority, if not all, of podcast channels. You should give Anchor a try. It's free to sign up. Thanks so much for following Our Mirror's Reflections. Thank you for joining me this week at Our Mirror's Reflections with Andrea Jackson. I've been struggling lately with my voice box. I've been having some health issues with that I'm not going to go into, but just please forgive me for my voice. It's going to get better in time in a few weeks, and medication and therapy and a whole lot of things. It's amazing to me that something that I love to do is I love to talk. I love sitting down and helping people through their issues. I love sharing my own issues because it's therapy for me, but I also realize it's therapy for others. But I just came to a moment of, what would I do if I didn't have a voice? You know, what would I do if I couldn't use my voice? And something that I have to use for work, in my previous career and my new career now, my voice is something that I need. And I started to journal about it a few months ago when I realized I was having issues, is that what would I do if the one thing that I needed or I thought I needed to thrive, to survive, to inspire was ripped away from me? What would I do? And I get a little emotional talking about it because I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do. But the more and more I started to journal about this journey of mine, is this. We have a voice and we use it. But if our voice was taken, there would be other ways that I would have to demonstrate my passion, my inspiration, my opinion to others, my help to others. And the only way that I would probably be able to do that would be through my writing. And I had started these newsletters and I did it for a while and I stopped. And the reason why I stopped is that I thought, you know what, I didn't have an email list of 1,000 people that I can email. I really only had about 50 to 75 people. And in my crazy head, I thought that wasn't enough. And I say crazy, and I think we use that word so loosely, and I think we have to be careful of what we put into the universe. It's just like we set these expectations. And sometimes I don't think they're our expectations. I actually think they're expectations of people that we are surrounding ourselves with, which leads me to this. We have to be very careful of the people we are around, who is in our space, who we say is in our tribe, who we say is a part of our team, who we say are our biggest supporters. We have to be very careful. And I got to tell you this, and I want to share this with you listeners because I want you to get this. Just because someone throws you a bone does not mean They are down for you. I have a lot of people throw me bones. And you know what? Their bones have been chewed up on and spit out by other people and has been now regurgitated and sent over to me. That doesn't mean that you're a supporter. And the more and more I journal and the more and more I stand alone and still and by myself in my basement and I think and I write, I realize half of the people that was in my life I thought were supporters, and I realized they were not. They were just takers, there to take ideas, there to get in my business, there to have something on me, there to discourage me. And I've just realized I don't need them. I don't need them because I don't need people. I am my biggest, how could I put this? I am very hard on myself. I'm very hard on myself, and I don't need people in my life that's going to be harder on me than I am on myself, because everyone knows I am the biggest critiquer of my own life, of my own choices. And the only type of people I want in my life is encouragers. When people see me slipping or they see me falling, they grab a hand. They're there to encourage me, to lift me up. When I am doing something that's side-eye, yes, absolutely talking to me on it, you know, but with love, with compassion, with empathy, with care, with majority of my friends. And I say not all majority. The reason why I say not all is because some of my friends I've been very hard on. And it's because of years and years of hearing their drama and them not making change, them not taking my advice. If you're coming to me and you're seeking my advice, that means you value it. You value that what I'm going to say to you is honest and true and pure and is only wanting to see you win, not to see you deteriorate, to see you fall, to see you fail. And at my age now, I'm just looking and I'm saying, you know, I don't want to be in competition with my male friends. I don't want to be in competition with my female friends, because to be honest with you, there is no competition. And let me tell you why. I truly believe there's a lane for all of us. I truly believe there's a stage for all of us. But some of us don't feel that way about our friends. And we have to be authentic to our truth. You cannot be out there preaching and saying, I am all for my people. I'm all for Black people. I'm all for human race. I'm all for women. I'm all for men. When really, the minute you see them rising and getting somewhere, you're bothered. You're not supportive. You're discouraging. You're telling them things. You should just be grateful of having what you have now. You know, there's no such thing as overnight success. Listen, yes, there is a such thing as overnight success. I've seen it happen. I've watched it happen many times over. I've watched it happen in finance. I've watched it happen in entertainment. I've watched it happen. Doesn't mean you're not doing the work. Does not mean you did not put in the work. It just means I've seen it happen. So when there are people discouraging you and telling you, you should just be happy with what you have, those people, stay away from them, because they have some issues that they need to work out with themselves that has nothing to do with you. That's their insecurity. That's their issue. And here's the thing about hanging with people that are taking their insecurities out on you. They will discourage you. They will rain on your parade. They will not truly be authentically happy for your wins. I realized a lot of my girlfriends were there. A lot of my male friends was there when I was married and working my successful job, and I could pay for trips and I could put the Amex card up and I could do all these amazing things for them. But the minute I got divorced, the minute my marriage was over, the minute I started to struggle financially and I had to restart my life, a lot of those people disappeared. Those people you do not need in your life. You don't need people there for the highs. You need people there that's definitely, that you know is going to rock with you through the lows. And I am always there for my friends for the lows, even if it's taking away from me, even if it's taking away from my family, even if it's taking away from my shine and what I need to be doing for Andrea and my purpose on this earth. And I've realized there's nothing wrong with giving, but there's something wrong with you are emptying your cup for others and you're leaving yourself with nothing to wash down your dry throat, so to say. That's a problem. That's an issue that I've been suffering with for decades.
you know, thanks to my mom, because I've watched my mom with this behavior. I watched my mom and my sister Allison, God rest her soul, give her last and people not be grateful. And I'm learning to not give my last. And you know what I'm learning? There's people in my life that they're not used to that. They're not used to, Andrea or Andrea or Andrea, whatever you want to call me, because I answer to all of them, of giving her last. They're used to that. And finally, I'm at a point in my life where I'm not giving my last anymore. And let me tell you why. This issue that I'm having with my voice box is a wake-up call for me that I don't know how much time I will have with this voice, and I gotta use it for something great. My sister, death will not be in vain. Her taking her life will not be in vain. Because the only thing that constantly plays in my mind over and over again is those 15 phone calls that she made to me. I don't know what she wanted to say. I don't know what she was going to say. But I know the last conversation we had is, little sis, you can do anything that you wanted to. Be your best. You're a giver. You helped me with my kids. You loved on me without judging me. You have something special about you, little sis. And I'm taking what I feel and what I believe in my heart, what my passion is and what my truth is, and I'm going to use my voice to change those young girls that was just like me in the hood, running around, getting into trouble. I had a baby at 19. I don't suggest it, but it does happen. And you know what? I'm proud of the child that I raised. I'm proud of the job that I did, but it was not easy. And I want to share with people it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy making it to Wall Street as a Black woman. It wasn't easy being the only female at my job for so long, okay? And being the only Black person for so long. It wasn't easy, but I didn't let it discourage me. I didn't let the experiences, you know, discourage my truth and my passion. I did not falter to what God had put in front of me. You know, there were potholes. You know, there was some dead end blocks in life. But you know what? I used all of those things that I've experienced that were not so good as ammunition to be great, to do something different, to beat the odds. I did not let it discourage me from living what my true purpose is on this earth, which is inspiring women, inspiring men that is struggling with mental illness, people that who have been molested, people that have been raped, people that have been locked up and feel that they cannot change after making a bad choice. You can. I know society doesn't make it easy, but you can with some hard work, prayer, your belief in your higher being, luck, and knowing what your true core is, or what is your purpose. A lot of people are walking around on this God, good earth and don't know what their purpose is. And they're not surrounding themselves with people who's trying to help you find your purpose. Because everyone has a purpose on this earth. Everyone. And those people that get lost and find themselves repeating the same stuff is because they haven't found their purpose and they haven't taken the time to be still. They haven't taken the time to forgive themselves for the mistakes and bad choices they're made and against others who violated us in whichever way that may be. We have to hold ourselves and the reflection in the mirror accountable first and foremost before we hold others accountable. And we have to start writing things down. Sometimes I find I can't say things aloud because the anger that comes from it when I say it, when I think about the things that were done to me. But I find solace in when I write things. I find a release. I find I can say whatever I want on paper and I can close that book and I can go back and read it at a later time. And sometimes you do see things from a different set of lenses when you do that. Another thing that I love to do is I love to record. And I'm recording more and more now that I'm working on my voice and training my voice again with this issue that I'm dealing with, is that when I record, I let it play without stopping it, without re-recording, because I love to record just without writing things down and reading it off of a piece of paper. It's so more authentic when you're speaking from your heart, when you're speaking from your mind, when you're letting the energy in the room fill you up with the words that you want to say. So when you press that record button, say how you honestly feel without thinking about judgment. Say what's on your mind. Say why is it on your mind? Why do you feel so hurt? Why do you feel angry? Why do you feel stuck? Why do you feel you can't leave that job? Why do you feel you have to stay in that marriage that you know is not working? Why do you feel you may not be a good parent? We all second-guess ourselves. We all second-guess our choices that we've made in life and some choices that we're still trying to figure out. We all have been there. You're not alone. I don't want this podcast just to be for only women. Yes, it started with that, but I want it to be for men and women. I want it to be for those teenagers out there that have nowhere to go, that feel like they're the only one who have gone through the things that they're experiencing. I'm here to tell you, you are not. I've gone through a lot of things, some things that I have not even mentioned on my podcast, some things I haven't even mentioned in my book, which is coming in 2020. I want to share my journey. I'm not looking for pity. I'm looking for you guys to say, you know what? If she did it under those circumstances that she faced, so can I. If she made it to the financial world with not having that prestigious degree that many have had, I can do it too. I can go back to college. I can further my education. I can get over this pain. I can forgive people. I can do better. Yes, you can. You just have to make the first step. And the first step is forgiveness. Forgiveness of yourself first and foremost. Forgiveness for others, because if you don't, trust me, it will keep you stuck. Unstuck yourself. The power is in your hands. You control the change. You control your narrative, and only you do. I will always say this to the people that I sit down with, to all my clients. There's four things that I feel you need to be a success in your own life. You need to know your craft. You need to have faith. You need to believe in a higher power than yourself. And you need a little bit of luck. People may feel different about this, but I firmly believe in those four things, because I could have not have gotten to where I am today without any of them. I don't know what the future holds for me. But what I do know is I'm going to give it my all to follow my truth. I'm going to give it my all to inspire before I expire. And I suggest that you do the same. Do not waste your time on things in the past or things that are happening in your life that you have no control over. The only time that you need to be spending is the time that you can control, the things that you can control. The people that are not adding value to your life and you're not adding value to theirs. Sometimes people, you know, fall out of love with each other, not only in relationships, but also in friendships. Sometimes the love is just different. Sometimes I just have to love certain friends from afar because they don't bring out the best in me. And that's okay. It's okay to remove people out of your lives that's not adding value anymore. You need people that's going to uplift you, bring you up, be supportive, and you do the same for them. And when the feelings are not mutual, that's when it's time to let go. And I find that's where a lot of us make our mistakes and where we are stagnant, because we're not making change and we're not changing our environments and we're not changing the people that's in our lives. Whether that's family or friends, it goes for both. Be the change you want. Ask for the change you want and stop lowering your standards. Use your pain from your past as ammunition for your present and for your future. Thank you for joining Our Mirrors Reflections.